If people have listened to this show for any length of time, they know that I'm very proud of my Italian-American heritage, this time of year in particular.
Yes,
with
yes.
Christmas Eve being, like, in my opinion, an Italian holiday in and of itself.
And what's Christmas again?
It's like the thing that comes after Hanukkah.
Oh, in the sequel. Right, gotcha.
Yeah, right, the sequel, good. The sequel to Hanukkah. Great. But I grew up my whole life, basically every single day of school, eating gabagool. Salami and pepperoni and things like that, sandwiches,
right.
and bringing them to school.
And it's made you the man you are today.
It really has. Preserved meats is the man I am today. But if I wanted to up my game, be more locally focused, and still enjoy those flavors, I should check out Corsello Butcheria in East Hampton with Vincent Corsello. And butcheria, not even a real word, right?
No. Macelleria is the real word.
What's the real word?
Macelleria. But nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
So we took butchery and we Italianized it.
I call it a Tanglish. It's the same thing as Spanglish, where it's like half English, half... My grandmother called me a scutch my whole life. I have no idea the etymology of that. I know exactly what it means. It's somewhere between Italian and English. It means I'm a pain in the ass. But Vincent, did you grow up in Italy or where does this...
No, so I have Italian roots. I'm Sicilian American.
Okay, right. And, yeah, there's a difference.
I always had a connection to my Italian heritage. And so at around the age of 30, I decided to move there, learn the language and see what it was like to be an Italian.
Uh-huh. And what's the difference?
The difference, it's pretty big.
Right.
You know, Italy has an incredible food culture, as American Italians do. However, it's just a little different,
mm-hmm.
right? Based on the locality of what's available. So when you go out to eat with Romans, for example, and they say, let's go eat some ethnic food. They say, oh, there's a Sicilian restaurant down the street.
So what type of traditions are you bringing from Italy as an Sicilian American? And now mm-hmm. that we can get in East Hampton, what have you brought to us?
So what we're really bringing is local, transparent, and simple food. For me, the fundamental of Italian cooking is simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
You start with quality ingredients, and you go from there. You don't pile on a lot of gabagool, formaggio.
Uh-huh.
No, it's simple.
You don't add accent, which is MSG like my grandmother did, and which is the real reason why my grandmother's meatballs were so much better when I was a kid than they were when I was a grown-up. Don't
right.
do that.
You're keeping it simple, right?
uh-huh.
Because you're using quality products. And that's what I'm looking to bring to the Valley.
So what did you bring for us today?
So today what I brought you was some of our Italian sausage that I got the recipe from the Romans. And then we smoke it and cook it. And it makes a great little charcuterie snack type of thing, right? So we have a sweet Italian with fennel.
It's delicious. Lighter on the fennel than I think I've had from other... Sweet
yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, regional differences. This is more of a Roman one. So it has a little more garlic and a little less fennel.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Sicilians use a lot more fennel and don't really use any garlic. A recipe is a recipe, but I think it's the pork that really stands out.
So this is the local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Vincent Corsello from Corsello Butcheria in East Hampton. Where are you sourcing your meats?
So we get most of our beef. Comes from two places. Hawley, Massachusetts. Josh Porter raises Chianina, which is another side story because that's an old Roman breed of cattle.
Uh-huh.
Typical for the steak Fiorentina. We also get a little bit from Poplar Hill Farm, which is in Whately.
Mm-hmm.
As we grow, we fully intend on trying different breeds and different farms.
So you grew up Sicilian-American where in this country?
Near Chicago.
And then you go and live in Italy when you turn 30.
Yeah.
You have sort of a love story with your wife there, is true?
Yeah, so my wife and I've reinvented myself a number of times, but before I went to Italy, I was a pharmaceutical rep, and we worked together. And my wife is from this area, Casey. We knew each other as colleagues, and when I moved to Italy. She came about a year later to visit. We hit it off, and she left her life to come to be with me. And we had this experience together in Rome. Our daughter, Camila, was born in Rome. And our son, she was about 8 months pregnant with our son when we moved back.
So it's your wife that brought you to East Hampton and to open this here. Do you feel similarities between sort of the food culture of the Valley and some of the food culture that you experienced over there in regards to the access to local and good ingredients?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. In fact, it was kind of a no-brainer because, you know, this part of the country, I think we're ahead of the game as far as local. That's a constant in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing this local aspect, this transparent aspect, this simple supply chain aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Combining it with the Italian simplicity and skill in making just about anything taste great seemed to me an easy thing to do.
How about the meatballs? You gotta throw me a meatball.
Yeah, throw me a meatball.
Okay.
Did you use accent like Nana with MSG in this?
No MSG.
Dang it.
These are very simple. This is beef, Parmigiano Reggiano,
mm-hmm.
cream, egg, salt, breadcrumb, and seasoning.
Italian seasoning.
Italian seasoning.
Yeah, even I use. I am always on the quest to make the perfect meatball, to try to make the meatball that I taste in my brain from when I was a kid that my Nana would make. I've never come close, in my opinion. This is way better than any meatball I've ever made.
Well, so that's the thing. We get a lot of people come in and I say, you want to try our meatball? And they look at me a little bit offended because everybody makes a great meatball,
yeah.
right?
Well,
if you want to spend the time and make meatballs, please, by all means, do. Yeah. If you want meatballs and you don't want to spend, you know, hours rolling them out, come on over here and have ours.
I love it. It's in East Hampton, relatively new, just opened when?
We opened it the end of April.
It's Corsello Butcheria, not a real word, but I think you know what it means. And Vincent Corsello, who's brought his Sicilian-American heritage to Italy and then back, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.